From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The battle to save net neutrality comes to California today after the Trump administration repealed Obama-era rules designed to make sure internet service providers can't play favorites. Reporter Suzanne Potter has more.
A showdown over net neutrality comes to California today with a hearing in the state Senate Energy Utilities and Communications Committee. Senate Bill 822 would forbid internet service providers in the Golden State from prioritizing or slowing down any given website and from charging a fee for faster internet speeds. Ryan Singel, founder of a Silicon Valley startup called Contextly, says ISPs should not be able to charge big money for higher upload speeds because that would put smaller companies at a huge disadvantage.
Without that protection, the cost of starting a company becomes much higher because you're going to have to not just pay for your own servers, but then pay AT&T and pay Verizon and pay Comcast and pay CenturyLink.
When the FCC repealed Obama-era net neutrality rules in December, Chairman Ajit Pai said the regulations are too onerous for ISPs, which he believes should not be regulated like a utility. A bill in the U.S. Senate to reinstate net neutrality rules nationally currently needs just one vote to pass, but it would face an uphill battle getting past the House and the President. Singel says for now the best path is to pass net neutrality in huge states such as California, which has often been a leader in progressive legislation.
We've set rules for emissions and for privacy, and often what that does is it either sends a message to other states to enact those same level of protections, or companies just find that it's easier to follow the California rules in all of their operations.
Lobbyists on both sides have been working on SB 822 for weeks, with consumer groups arguing that it maintains an even playing field online, while industry groups say it makes the California Public Utilities Commission too powerful. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Find more on this and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.